There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, welcome in on a football Friday. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on the three-hour program in 90 minutes, our buddy Adam Chernoff will have player props that he likes in the NFL this week, and Chuck Edel in 2.5 hours. He'll give out some college plays and some NFL bets that he likes as well. Plus, we will get into Nuggets on every single week, one game on Sunday. We will get into possible survivor plays, and we will get into tease up, tease down, or pass, a segment we like to do every single Friday on the season. Can't wait to do it. How are you, pal?
Good. How are you?
It was awesome to have it back last night.
It was unfortunate what happened in the second half.
Sure,
I was expecting a
but you know what?
Good game.
I like watching excellence, man.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw from one team. Despite having all those turnovers, they still won by 21 points. The first team since 2014 to turn the ball over four times and still win by three touchdowns.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, I thought they let them off the hook in the first half. I mean,
the
Bills should have had a comfortable lead, how well Allen played and what they did in the first half, and then the turnovers. My fault, but I usually focus on the negative because the Rams were awful. But I think this case, it's also how great the Bills were.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of both those, right? It was Buffalo looked outstanding despite the four turnovers. And at the same time, they really humbled the Rams and made them look pedestrian last night. And you wanted to, was that the Super Bowl winning hangover that we generally don't get? Because Stafford, I mean, Paul, you like to grade things. Grade Stafford's performance last night.
F?
Close.
It has
okay.
to be.
And that's why, and it's one game, I get it, right? And he's had brilliant moments in his career. But also, he plays games like that far too often for me to come around and say I like the guy a lot as a quarterback.
Mm.
And that's why, like, it feels like kind of an outlier that they won the Super Bowl last year because of how he has played in his entire career. He has those games far too often. Some of those passes were, I mean, it's like second-year quarterback stuff. Like, dude, you've been in the league now for like 10, 12, 13 years.
Yeah.
It, also, be with that, Sean McVay, the love affair that certain people have, and I think there are a lot of them, with Sean McVay as the head coach in this league, I don't care that he won a Super Bowl last year. The first down running last night, again, stuck out like a sore thumb. They had, late in the game, the average yards to go on third down. The Bills, 4.3. The Rams, 8.6. So the Rams were 3 of 8 on third downs at that point because they're running so often on early downs.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, I know he's had a lot of games like this, and he led the league in interceptions last year. But you wonder if this is going to be an issue and how long with the elbow and the injury. But, I mean, you just say, well, I had a bad game. But that could be an overreaction. But I want to see if that continues. The other thing is the offensive line. I mean, you get sacked 7 times. It's not like the Bills blitzed and sent. They only blitzed, what, 1 time,
right.
I think, in the game. And didn't have to send people what they did in the second half. So
right.
You can't protect them. And the other thing was historic, what they did on third down. They're 9 of 10 on third down?
Yeah.
That's happened 4 times in 50 years where a team went 90% on third down.
Didn't punt.
Well, that too, yes. Yeah.
Again, because of what happened with the kid they drafted out of San Diego State. And that's the one area they wanted to address. But why? They're not going to punt very often anyway. And they're going to be aggressive and go for it in short yardage situations when the field position is right.
Well, let me address your McVay comments too, which I think are spot on. You have to, you want to be balanced, but you also can't be predictable. And they're predictable. But they're running all the time on first down. He calls weird timeouts.
Oh,
strange play calling. It makes it a lot easier on the defense when they know you're going to run every time on first down.
It sure does.
And how about this for a fantasy discussion? How about Akers only 3 carries?
Yeah.
No yards.
That and also the problem last night, and this will get corrected. The Stafford arm issue, I don't know. I mean, that could be better than what we think after watching one game last night. He wasn't exactly zipping it down the field a long ways and taking deep shots, but he had tractor beam eyes last night for Cooper Kupp. I mean, the addition of Allen Robinson, like Matthew, don't forget, like, this guy's a really good receiver, but the chemistry just clearly was not there because it's his first year, and these guys did not play in the preseason. So who did he target last night? Of course, the number one guy in the entire league, Cooper Kupp. I mean, did it again last night with that huge game. And he threw, what, 11 times to Higbee, who I think only had 5 catches in the game. So you need to figure out a way, because every time he dropped back to pass, he was going to Kupp first, and then, you know, he would go to Higbee. He never really even looked at Robinson last night.
2 targets.
That guy's a good receiver.
I know. Yeah. Is this going to happen again with Kupp? 13 for 128?
I'll tell you what.
It was $1.25 to score a touchdown. At one book, there were more bets on that than the Rams taking the points on the Rams side.
You remember? Yeah, that's right. You remember last year, Jonathan Taylor got to, I think he was minus 450 at one book to score a touchdown. And he didn't in that game. But I think Cooper Kupp is going to get, like, the next game against Tennessee. What do you make it? Do books already adjust and make it $2 a score?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
how high does that get? I know.
When a guy has 15 targets every single game, he's probably going to break into the end zone at some point.
Yeah. How high do you go with receptions and also yards, too? He was 92 and a half. The other thing, how about Burnt Toast to Ramsey? Oh, had that wrong. I mean, Diggs, when Ramsey was targeted 7 times, he allowed 6 for 124, 2 scores, and a perfect passer rating of 158. I didn't see that coming.
Well,
oh my God.
Don't forget about this, because that interview that he did with GQ magazine years ago, when he said that, I think Josh Allen is trash.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody says, he's trash.
Yeah.
Well, Josh Allen's stats against Ramsey, 3 wins, 0 losses, 11 touchdowns. So I don't know if Allen talks about this locally in the Buffalo market or not. I think we probably would have heard something about that, but I don't know if he just takes it personally against Ramsey, but also he took his game to another level last night. And the play calling from Dorsey, I thought, was tremendous in the first half. Decisiveness. He knew where he was going to go with the ball. It was coming out of his hands very quickly, and they knew, like they wasted no time last night on offense. I mean, it was zip-zag, I mean, the entire time. Let's go. Let's move.
You know,
and
what?
They were already all gas, no brakes, and that was like on steroids last night.
I love the back shoulder throw to Diggs.
Beautiful.
I mean, how do you stop that, right? And then take shots down the field. And then Davis gets going early, which was good to see. And 9 to 1, 8 plus 850 to score the first touchdown.
That play design was tremendous.
Yes. Cook fumbles on his... That's not good.
No.
First ever carry, and you cough it up.
Hey, other than Singletary being 5'7 and like 200 pounds, I get it. He's a small back. Can somebody please explain to me how he is not always like the primary back? I know you're not going to want to give him a workload of Derrick Henry. That's not what I'm asking.
Well, the first drive. Every play was 6 yards. Beautiful.
He looked awesome last night, and he has for a long time. And maybe I'm a Singletary apologist or a homer. Like, I don't think there's... When Cook fumbles, forget about it. I mean, that's going to change everything. But the difference between Singletary and my cousin Zach Moss, it's night and day. Clearly, Singletary is the best running back on this roster. I don't get the... Other than, like, well, we want to preserve him. He's got to be good for the entire season. Yeah, you can give him still a couple more carries or throw him the ball. Zach Moss had 6 targets last night, 6 catches. I thought that was really weird. So, but they tied at halftime. And you're right. I thought that probably should have been about a 17-point lead for them right away.
Yep.
And in the second half, they come out, they kicked off, they stopped the Rams right away on that drive, and then, bam, right down the field. I don't, like, late in the game... Allen's still taking off for 13-yard runs and taking on like the entire defense. Like, come on, let's go.
Well, the stiff arm, too. I mean, the kid's a beast. They also shut the Rams out in the second half. That doesn't happen under McVay. And I know we've been bashing him, but the one thing I will say that's impressive, he's finally under 500 for the first time in 81 games. So that's a record for what he's accomplished. Yep. But he said, put it on me. We weren't ready to play, and I did a bad job. But this whole hype and... as low as plus 375 to win the Super Bowl. If the schedule is front-loaded, if they get off to a hot start, Buffalo, and if they blow out, if they blow somebody out Monday night, what is it, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh boy, here we go.
Well, remember, we talked about this earlier during like football previews a couple weeks ago, that the first 5-6 games, I mean, they're not exactly easy. Titans at Dolphins, at Ravens, Steelers, Chiefs, bye week Packers.
Right. Well, what if it's a 5-1 start? Look at that.
If they're mauling these teams?
Yes.
Like, the look-ahead number against Green Bay was 4. Well, there's a chance that might be 7. And what are those numbers against the Jets, the Browns, the Lions? At that point, the numbers are probably going to be, you know, so far out of control, you might have to look at the dog. But that was quite impressive last night. You're right. The front seven look great, but also, like, how much are the Rams going to miss some of the guys they lost, including Whitworth on the offensive
line? Oh, that's big. Yeah, one game, but that was enormous. Mm-hmm. Couldn't protect them. The other thing, they didn't even have White. The Bills get White back, too.
That's right.
They're playing a rookie corner out there, and what they were able to shut down.
One game, I get it, but Von Miller looked awesome.
Yes.
The entire, I mean,
surprising.
What if they don't turn the ball over? What's the score?
Oh, God.
Is it 45-10?
Might be. I know.
Maybe more?
I know. It's the defending champs at home. Bills Mafia strong, though. Ton of Bills
fans. Oh, they showed up. Yeah.
I forgot about that. I know we always talk about what the Chargers, and it's true, but the Rams don't have much of a home field advantage either.
No, they don't.
Remember when they played the 49ers? Forgot about that. And the Bills Nation, Bills Mafia travels.
Yeah. I saw some of the Bills Mafia like hanging out on certain parts, certain cities, like on the ocean, on the beach last night, waving the Bills flag. Everybody at their hotels and Airbnbs or whatever. That was, they were swarming to LA last night for sure. Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football-related content. Check out the website, betrivers.com, or download the Bet Rivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Everybody last night on NFL Network picked the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I think there were six people.
Oh, God.
You kind of get it. You know, one game in, you don't want to go too nuts, but it's like, there's a reason why they're everybody's power rated, you know, number one team in the NFL entering the season. Let's start digging into some of these games on Sunday with this Kyle Shanahan stat. Is it going to scare you from 49ers teasers and survivor pools? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Start the NFL season right by subscribing to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including the daily picks at a glance recap of the top plays made by hosts and guests, 24/7 video season prep, including our weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, pro tools like the exclusive betting splits. Sign up for the discounted football special. Get VSiN Pro access to everything we do now through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
On to the Sunday games, week one. First game up here, Saints at Falcons. Saints now laying 5.5 in this game total, up to about 42.5. I'm all over the Saints this year, high on this team. I think they have a chance to win the division. I think they're certainly a playoff team in the NFC. And the Falcons, this will tell you how bad Atlanta is. I'm looking over at Pro Football Focus's unit rankings yesterday, updated early September. Running backs, 29th. Wide receivers, 29th. Offensive linemen, 28th. D-line, 32nd. Linebackers, 32nd. Secondary, they have good corners, but 22nd overall. That is, to be dead last or close to dead last in almost all those categories. And now Mariota, who was a backup for many years.
Yes, yes. First Atlanta-New Orleans game without Breeze or Ryan since 05. Think about that, how long you have to go back here, too. It's chalky, but I think it's the right side. I mean, you have to be high on this team. Winning games with backup quarterbacks last year. Everything went wrong. I mean, Atlanta, it was total fluke. Atlanta went 7-2 in close games. So, I mean, they were drubbed in many games. But all the close games, for the most part, went their way. No pressure on the quarterback. Last in sacks. Only two teams allowed more points. Lost 4 in a row to the Saints. Saints have had their number as well. Big rivalry game. And I will ask you, I will do it on something or onto something early. This is the first time since 2007 no rookie quarterback start week one. When are we going to see some of these guys?
Week 7.
Late October. Okay, I was going to say maybe late October. Okay.
You say late October?
Yeah, I would say, okay, right in the ballpark then.
Okay.
All right. In the vicinity.
My number would be about 6.5 weeks that I'd probably But I'm not going to be surprised if we see one of them in week six.
That's
or
late
earlier.
October. We pretty good call. We're on the same page.
Yep.
I know.
Does this scare you at all? Yeah. Jameis Winston as a starting quarterback in his career as the favorite 8-17-1 ATS. As the dog 26-22-3 ATS. Or this. Divisional home underdogs are 16-6-1 straight up, 19-4 ATS in week one since 2009. That's impressive. That's, I mean, 10 yeah. games over 500 straight up.
You have to like these comments coming from Thomas, too. I hope to be better than the last time you saw me as well. And I mean, imagine if they just get the old Thomas. Not new and improved, but just the old guy. Maybe it's not realistic anymore coming back from that injury.
Well, that
but
and also,
all the reports are he looks good.
That and he doesn't have Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Well, to your point on when will some of these rookie quarterbacks be starting. So Mariota's a starter in Atlanta. They drafted Desmond Ridder out of Cincinnati. So it's the talk of the town in Atlanta. The guy definitely had some good moments in the preseason. Here is Falcons owner Arthur Smith when he was asked about Ridder playing.
I'm not answering hypothetical fantasy football and that kind of BS, Jeff. We want to know what we have in Marcus Mariota. So if you want to make this about 23, I mean, Jeff, you can ask every which way. We're focused on week one. We're not going to come here about some hypothetical. That's not where our focus is right now. Our focus is on the New Orleans Saints. So if you want to, you know, hang out with the bots on Twitter and social media and get all these hypothetical GM scenarios or great team building, some of these other asinine, you know, narratives, go ahead. But we're focused on the New Orleans Saints.
Not happy with the question. I screwed that up, by the way. Arthur Smith is the head coach. I was thinking Arthur Blank, and I said owner, meant head coach.
All right. Yeah, yeah. We know what you meant.
Yep.
Well, he gets pissy when you bring up quarterback change or tanking. He doesn't want to hear it. And I know, again, it was a fluke with how many games they won and how bad they were defensively and the close games. But let me give you this. Since 2018, no team has a higher winning percentage in road games than the Saints. 26-7. A win over the Atlanta Sunday would make New Orleans the first team to win 27 of 34 road games since the Patriots, 2005-2009. Now, that's also coaching, too. And that's another thing with Allen. That is nuts how good they were on the road.
I would say.
They've also owned Atlanta, too, in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. A very popular pick this week, obviously, on teasers and survivor pools, the 49ers laying those points in Chicago. The total has moved down a little bit now below the key number of 41. I will tell you that Kyle Shanahan in his career, does it scare you away at all, Paulie? As a favorite, Shanahan, 16-24-1 ATS, third worst in the league. As a dog, 28-18 ATS, 28-18, fourth best overall in the league.
Has to be cause for concern. Yeah, and now you're putting an unknown out there at quarterback.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, there's a couple things here. As I said last week, or earlier this week, the Jacksonville game, anything goes. Someone could win by 30, could be close. So it's the Giants score, no matter what happens, expect the unexpected, but also what you get out of Lance. It could be awesome. He could play at an MVP level, or he could be out of there and they have to put Garoppolo back in. But what I'm concerned about is the Chicago offense. Fields went 2-8 last year. Chicago allowed the most sacks. He doesn't have weapons. Are they going to generate any offense here against San Francisco?
Against this really good stout defense.
Right, and this ridiculous talent that they have. I would think the under's the way to go here. It's moved a little bit, but I don't see where the points are coming from in this one. And also, what do the Bears do to slow down the rushing attack with San Francisco as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me add on this, because the Bears are, you know, nearly as bad as the Falcons. Could be worse. Who knows? Again, I'll use Pro Football Focus here for a second. Unit rankings. They have the D-line for the Bears, second worst in the league. They have linebackers, 18th overall, and the secondary, second worst. If Trey Lance, if he doesn't have moments, or if he doesn't look good against Chicago, I know it's week one, I get that. But you're set up beautifully here if you're San Francisco to go out there and actually perform well right away here against this really crappy Bears team. Like if they would have put this team up against a really good defense in week one, the NFL schedule makers, a true litmus test, then you could maybe, you know, excuse it if he doesn't look great. But what are we going to hear about Lance if he doesn't play well against this bad football team?
Yeah, I know.
And I'll tell you another one, too.
Uh-huh.
This is I know that you need to see it to believe it with Trey Lance.
Yes.
One of my partners in Survivor this year, we're going over our possible week one plays yesterday. He wants nothing to do with San Francisco.
Reasons?
He doesn't trust this guy as far as you can throw him.
All right. Okay.
And so I can't convince him to take San Francisco in week one. Can't do it. He will not do it. So we're looking elsewhere.
All right. More on Baltimore with the Harbaugh week one? Or it's a tough call. It's a tough call what you want to do.
I know.
You want how many entries they have? Do you want to mix it up? I also can't wait till Saturday night to see how many people use the Bills, if that actually happened.
Yeah, right.
But I don't think it's that high, but still. It's a tough call what you want to do. Do you want to avoid road teams? Do you want to avoid the division game angle? What do you think of Denver on the Monday night game? Do you trust the Bengals at home against Pittsburgh?
That's tough. The deal, right?
A lot of cases to be made from these teams.
If you're going to go with a home favorite with a decent-sized spread, you're looking at Cincy against Pittsburgh. Ooh. Or you have to go to war with Tennessee. I know they're playing the Giants, mm-hmm. but again, you have to be okay losing in week one in Survivor with Tennessee. That probably won't be easy for a lot of people.
I would be able to sleep at night, though, if it is Cincinnati. At least they were at home, and they dominated the Steelers last year.
Yep. On that game now, they're playing here in week one. I think it's a really good matchup. It does look like Deontay Johnson, he's trending towards playing. I know that there was some steam here that Pickens might, you know, be like the number one guy here. Johnson, when it was looking a little bit shakier in the week, but he's trending now towards playing in this game. And they're catching 6.5 on the road against Cincy. The total here is 44.
Yep. Well, listen, I've been over it many times, but we've been repeating ourselves for 3 months here because we're finally to the NFL in week one. The Steelers made the playoffs, and they have the worst QBR of any playoff team. This doesn't get enough attention. While it was a good story and what he did for the organization, he was an all-time great. Roethlisberger was horrendous.
Yeah.
He also was a statue, and he held onto the ball too long. So somehow this team, even though they couldn't run the ball, shaky offensive line, bad offensive line, and horrible quarterback play, made the playoffs. So what do you have in Trubisky now? At least he's mobile. And what does he do for the offense? Which he's got a big arm, and you can take advantage of these weapons. But it's to think that they made the playoffs with how bad those two positions were, O-line and quarterback.
Yep.
There's got to be hope for Pittsburgh, though.
I am fascinated by this game. Now, I'm going to be at a sports book watching all of them on Sunday, but my eyes are going to gravitate towards this game as long as it's close. Because, you know, not a lot of people are giving Mitchell Trubisky a chance here because he was bad in recent years. But what if it goes the other way and he comes out and maybe he has flashes? I've said this again over and over. What if he looks a little bit like that 2018 version that we had in Chicago because of all the weapons that he has? The offensive line is not great, obviously. We all know that in Pittsburgh. But the weapons galore that he has to throw the ball to, and Najee Harris is a total stud.
Everyone loves Pickens. That's right. Yep, and Bengals will beat them 3 in a row, all by double digits.
I can't. Here's what I want to see. I want to see the real time narrative if the Steelers go down on two long drives to take like a 14-0 lead against the Bengals, and Trubisky looks super sharp.
Right.
I want to know what people are saying at 45 minutes into that first quarter.
Right.
Or into that first game.
Well, it's like the San Francisco thing though. If he has a bad game, it's like when are you putting a rookie in?
Yep.
Though?
Yep. Up next, more games on Sunday. He's basically the best ATS quarterback in the league for Week One. There's no way you could guess this.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Every week, great house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
Paulie, a team that you're super high on, takes the road on Sunday as 4-point favorites. Eagles at the Lions. A lot to like about this Philadelphia team. I thought they had probably the best offseason, at the very top of the list anyway, for any team in the league. It was great. I love the draft night stuff that they did. Not only, acquiring A.J. Brown and now giving Hurts that true bona fide, number one wide receiver. I love the draft as well for this team. Bringing over Reddick as well. And there's also hype, and I can't believe I'm saying this. Yes, there is some true hype behind the Detroit Lions for maybe the first time since Barry Sanders played there.
I don't get it in terms of everyone's betting the win total over. I don't see it. I mean, a lot of close losses, but 3-13-1. Second worst in the league. They gave up 27 points per game. I agree with the move in this game, 47 up to 49.
Yep, so do I.
And they played last year. And say what you want about Hurts, and he's going to get better. I think he's in store for a big year. They made the playoffs. It didn't look good in the playoff loss to Tampa, but this was a playoff team, and they beat the Lions by 38 last year. So this will be another popular pick week one and also in Survivor. But I can't get there with Detroit because I think Philly has better coaches. And I can't trust this Detroit defense at all. And now that you still won 9 games, made the playoffs, and you added some weapons offensively. So that's why I think, and with what's going on in Dallas, the injury to Smith, the uncertainty with the wide receivers, Dak's got an ankle problem, the Dak with the ankle and the shoes, whatever, the Nike stuff now as well. I just think they're going to run away with this division and could win 11, 12 games if everything goes their way.
I think the Lions' offense is going to be fine. It's the defense that I have, obviously, some major concerns about. They do have one of the best offensive lines in football, which is a really good way to start. They have good backs. I think they have good receivers. And believe it or not, Jared Goff is 5-0 ATS in week one, covering the spread on average by 10.4 points per game. He's the only undefeated quarterback ATS in week one since 2013, minimum 4 starts. Mm-hmm. You could win bar bets with that. There's
very
no
good. Good info.
Thanks to Evan Abrams for that info.
Can anyone slow down this rushing attack? 160 yards a game last year. And a lot of it is design stuff for Hurts.
It is.
But how good if the running backs stay healthy. And now I have the passing game, which I didn't really have last year. And I get a big weapon in Brown. It's huge.
Yep. Now, here's the thing for the Lions. Yes, they did not win a lot of games, but they never gave up. They fought hard for their head coach. They covered a lot of games.
Uh-huh.
Hell, week one last year, they were getting blown out by 4 touchdowns at home to the Niners, and they came back and covered. This is Dan Campbell. Hard Knocks, obviously. Lions, that's another reason why I think there's some hype behind this team this year, as there always is with Hard Knocks teams. But Dan Campbell is like, yeah, this is a brand new season.
You know, here's where we're at. We're better. We're better than we were this time last year. And that's where it is. Now, what does that mean? It means we're better than we were this time last year. I don't know what that equates into. I just know we're better.
Dan Campbell, head coach Lions.
Yep, they were supposed to be a laughing stock last year, which they were competitive.
They were.
They surprised me in a lot of games. They hung in there, and then the Baltimore game, what happened against Pittsburgh. They did win the Minnesota game at home that went their way, but they lost that game in Minnesota that they could have won last second field goal. So I can't get there with this team could win 7 or 8 games. I just don't see it. And you're right about the defense. I mean, can you stop anybody? I don't think they can right now.
Right. Okay, so another team that you happen to be high on, as am I, the Dolphins now, and they've been laying 3.5 for a little while against the Patriots. Total is 46.5. Are you concerned at all? Because you've bet the Dolphins several ways. Are you concerned at all that this is Mike McDaniel's first year ever as the head coach going up against Bill Belichick?
Well, you're right. Belichick against rookie coaches has been great. But the flip side is this is pro-Miami, but a little anti-New England, too. They always struggle here. Goes back to the Brady days. Belichick's on a 2-8 ATS run in Miami. They were swept by the Dolphins last year. That hadn't happened in 20 years. Tua gets the new toys and the big help with Hill. They've won 6 in a row at home. What is to like with New England? All these off-season problems that they had, camp issues, the play calling. They had a top-5 defense last year, people forget, and they lost a lot of guys on defense. Right. I don't see the speed. I don't see the cornerback play. And I will see if Tua has a big game. But I think McDaniel's kind of an unknown, but he's a smart guy and rave reviews by everyone who's known him in San Francisco and the work he did there. But the little cause for concern would be Belichick against the rookie head coaches here. But I don't think there's much to like with New England. And I'm very concerned about this play calling thing, too. And who knows? It's the GOAT, so they might come out there and surprise people, and you're not going to be shocked if they come in Monday and they win the game and Tua struggles. But it's always been a house of horrors for this organization,
right.
And I think it continues.
Yep. I know a lot of people are expecting an uptick from Tua this year. More on that in a second. Here's Patriots secondary member Devin McCourty talking about facing Tua this week.
He's going to keep getting better. He's going to keep working on things. So obviously it's better than what it was last year. But yeah, I think, you know, you're watching a guy in a new offense early on do things. Seems to be playing very confident. So he has no reason not to be confident playing against us. They've won. You know, I think it's the last 3 or 4 games against us, so I know they're going to be a confident bunch. He's going to be leading that group, so I know we're going to get his best shot. He's going to come out here and play well Sunday. We got to go out there and compete and try to make our own plays as well.
Paulie, here is my first: am I on something or onto something? It's not always going to look pretty, but Tua will put up numbers, and at the end of the year, people are going to look back and say, "My God, he had that good of a season." Am I on something or onto something?
I think you're onto something. Also, 25th in offense last year.
That can only go up.
And I think they were very conservative last year, too. But if not now, when? I mean, he has to produce, though. But all the stuff, though, that's happening is in practice. And you have all day to throw back there, too.
Yeah.
Now when the bullets are flying, let's see what it's like.
You can't forget again, and we talked about this last week with Mike Pritchard.
You can't forget that Beckham has more 30-yard touchdown passes than this guy.
Yeah,
so calm down with the bombs in practice, because it hasn't
exactly
translated.
Right. And that's where I was going with this.
Okay.
That pass that made the rounds against the Eagles in the preseason game, what was it, a 51-yard completion to Tyreek Hill? He was totally underthrown. Realistically speaking, that was, Hill had to stop and come back and kind of like almost dive for the ball backwards. So that was not a very good deep throw at all.
Right.
Just happens that Tyreek Hill, look, just get the ball to guys like Tyreek Hill and Waddle, and you're going to be okay. Utilize Gesicki. They have awesome weapons. They have good backs. They have a nice defense, really good secondary.
Right. The offense was that bad, and they almost made the playoffs.
Yep.
And it's also strange. We'll talk about with the Raiders coming up as well. I mean, it's like you're starting over, even though you had that long winning streak and a good record. What happened with Flores and what Miami's doing?
Right.
There.
Now, think about this. Miami plays Baltimore next week. How good of a game is that? That totals 46 in that game, week 2.
Good
I think
game.
I might have to bet that over in the look ahead. And the Ravens play at the Jets this week. So this is going to be either play number 1 or play number 2 for most people in survivor pools.
Okay. So Flacco's 0-5. It was 0-5 with the Jets so far. He'll be going for the first month. You have issues with Dwayne Brown now after you lost Becton. I mean, you're down offensive linemen. And the other thing that I love here, number one, is Lamar playing for that contract. Number two is the Jets gave up almost 30 points per game last year. And the turnovers, second worst turnover differential. And I have one of the best coaches going back, at least in openers, with week 1. Didn't work out last year. They lost in overtime to the Raiders. Listen to some of these scores, Harbaugh week 1. 38-6, 59-10, 47-3, 20-0.
Overall,
he's on a sick week 1 run.
Yeah, in week 1, overall, 10-4 ATS with extra time to prepare, which means 10-plus days, 22-8 straight up, 17-11-2 ATS. Week 1 has just been, other than last year again,
right,
which I thought was kind of a fluky loss for that team out here against the Raiders when it went to overtime and the Raiders got him. Guy's been unbelievable.
Well, much has been made about the Baltimore defense, which struggled, but it was also decimated by injury. Now they get McDonald from Michigan, the new defensive coordinator, and Wink moves on. But that's also something to watch, too, about what you go same scheme and what the creativity will be with them defensively.
Yeah.
But they also was just, you have to throw out what happened at the end of last year. They were 8-3, and then COVID hit, and all these guys got hurt, and they're playing backup quarterbacks, and all these guys were hurt or out on defense.
This number opened up 4.5?
Yes, it did. 4.5 up to 7.
Not a rock solid 7.
Yep.
Yeah. Ravens have maybe the best secondary in the entire league. Their pass rush can only get better because of health and how dinged up they were. Again, this team was 8-3 last year, looking at the 1 seed in the AFC.
Right.
And then Lamar got hurt, and they were just completely decimated by injuries. If that doesn't happen again this year, I like what you said. Lamar with the contract, he could... Put it this way, if he wins the MVP this year, I won't be shocked for a second time.
And every loss but one was close. Overtime loss, the 2-point conversions in the Pittsburgh game, in the Green Bay game,
Huntley almost,
the Ram game.
Yeah, Huntley almost beat Rodgers in a shootout.
Right. He's an excellent coach. Excellent coach. And I don't know what to do with Salah yet. I mean, you're a defense. I don't know if some of it was by design because they were tanking because they had so many picks. He's a defensive guy. They were horrendous defensively. Horrendous.
Yeah.
But I know this. You got a shutdown corner, and that changes everything.
Oh, yeah.
People even want to try to throw on them in the preseason.
Right. So what does that mean for props this week for guys like Mark Andrews? Because they lost Hollywood Brown. Rashad Bateman's going to be the number one target for Jackson as a wide receiver, but Sauce Gardner's potentially incredible.
Look at the tight ends. Look at Andrews and Likely. We're charging those. A lot of people like Likely.
Win some, lose some up next, recapping last night's betting action and little tease up, tease down, or pass for week 1 coming up. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, a lot of people had it. Davis' first touchdown of the game last night, plus 850. Longest field goal, over 46 and a half yards. Bang, he nailed that. I think it was Tirico who said it would have been good from 66, 68. Yeah. He's right.
Now, what'd you think of McVay there, the way with the clock management?
Oh, that was terrible. Terrible. That was so bad. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by a Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Longest touchdown over 44 and a half yards. Tough beat. They hit Diggs late for a 50-yard bomb. Halftime, full-time. Tie and Bills paid 18-1. That's always a fun one to track.
Not a lot of books off.
That's right. Right. That is Cup to score a touchdown minus $1.25. At one book, there were more bets on Cup to score a touchdown than there were on the Rams. Think about that. McKenzie anytime touchdown. 2-1. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos, send them in. We'll put you on television and some fabulous tweets as well. Look at this balancing act from the dog. Look at this with the cup on his nose, on his head, and he's got it. Careful now. No sudden movements, and he's got it the whole time. Tippy-toe. Balancing the water. Look at that.
I want to talk to the person who owns the dog.
Right, how that starts.
Did you train?
Yes.
Did you specifically want to train the dog to actually do this?
Uh-huh, of all things, right? And this is funny, too, how this whole thing got started 4 years ago. It was around Christmas time in the winter. People kept sending stuff into the dogs. Here's the dog going down the snow on the hill right there. I mean, he is moving, too. Look at that. He's like, okay, and he's still going. I'm going to come up, try that again. And he knows, a great time. Look at that, inching. It's like, I'm just going to lay down.
Looks
goes,
fun.
Yeah, goes all the way down as well. Yeah, this is scary. How about this tweet on Georgia? Georgia's points scored in 14 wins since the Clemson game. Take a look at that on the screen. 56, 40, 62, 37, 34, 31. 34, 43, 41, 56. The low score was 33. This is 31. This is unstoppable. Even though they lost all these guys in the NFL, but I know you jumped on Bennett. If Bennett plays like that, forget about it. I mean, it's not fair. Well, if Georgia gets that kind of productivity on offense,
yeah, with his weapons against this schedule, why can't he? I'm trying to find the team total right now. Yeah. See what I can come up with here.
Okay, double lose some here. Now I know it was under the radar, but what happened with the WNBA? John Schulman tweet, the meltdown for the Sky. That was an 18-0 run to get to the WNBA finals last night. I mean, I guess it happened in the NBA all the time, right?
Oh, sure.
With the sick runs, but how that happened to propel you and then get into the finals with that sick 18-0 run.
I mean, Chicago may have been like the best team in the entire league.
Yeah.
And to lose like that to go to the WNBA finals, that's a killer loss, man.
Yeah. First 16-14 of the second half. 23-14 Sky, last 3:46, 18-0 Sun. My God. Another lose some. The UFC presser was canceled. There's like legitimate fighting behind the scenes with Chimaev, and then Diaz throwing water bottles again. He was going after Holland. Mm-hmm. They had to shut the whole thing down. The reports are this was very close to getting out of control, like a serious brawl, and they had to shut the thing down. Bad beats. Philly's $1.30. What do you think of this now? Sandy got a little bit roughed up again.
So he allowed 5 runs, only 3 earned.
Yeah, yeah.
If all 5 are earned,
well,
obviously, the ER goes up a little bit more. Yeah, but it's still, I mean, he's down to like minus 175 at some spots.
It's that low?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the second choice?
It's a combination of Urias, Gallen, and Freed.
Oh, my. Freed again?
Yeah.
Burn out for nothing. Burns at 8 innings, 14 strikeouts.
Yeah, he did.
Wow. That was a bad beat. They blew it in the 9th. And the Bills' first half was a tough beat.
I would agree with that.
Up 3 late with the ball? Then the Allen interception? I mean, that's what's scary. They didn't even play well last night.
Yeah, not for nothing. They don't have those turnovers.
Yeah.
They probably are leading like 20-10 or 20-7 or whatever in that range anyway.
Yep. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly. Welcome aboard, Bacardi. We love you. Good job. So, good night. Little small baseball. Doubleheader goes Milwaukee's way. Twins finally beat the Yankees, so they don't get swept. They needed that one. Yeah, short card though last night in baseball, and then what'd you think of Ozzy Osbourne?
Well, they showed
him
for like
he's 73.
73.
Maria Taylor said,
"Yeah, I would have guessed 85." They had him on for 20 seconds, and they bailed on.
And that was I know that was too heavy.
But wow, that's like why
the look on Dungy's face was priceless.
Yeah,
they come back.
But can I ask you though, like
what was the why
him though?
Why? I mean, yeah, I don't know.
He's got a new album. They have a new album coming out. Is that right? Is that accurate?
Oh, he does?
I thought that's what she said.
Who was the guy before? Was that Bad Bunny? What happened before?
Yeah.
Got that? Well, they're trying to hit every demo. I don't know, but that's a good point. Ozzy Osbourne out there on his last legs.
Relatable for the kids out there.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
Okay. Tease up, tease down, or pass this weekend. Niners down to, look, and this is going to be, basically, we're going to talk exclusively about two team 6-point parlay teasers. And that means teasing below or above key numbers. This, you're not going below 7 per se because it's at 7 or it's at 6.5. So you're going below 3. And you can tease the Niners down to a half point or a pick.
Well, it's also our buddy Frank B, too. One of the sharpest guys out there, the pro sports better. They look at these. You're better off money line, a couple of them, too.
You are, yes.
When you look at the odds. So
always look at that.
Yep, you have to.
Yep.
But again, I have to... I have to go against Chicago until they can show that they have this at least a half decent offense.
Yep.
I mean, Chernoff and everybody's saying it's going to be historically bad here for Chicago, at least offensively. No weapons, no protection. Couldn't protect them last year. Also, by the way, it appears a very conservative coach based on the preseason, what they like.
I would agree with that. That was
punting
my
punting fourth and short and a lot of third and long runs.
That was my biggest takeaway from watching Chicago in the preseason.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is not going to be aggressive whatsoever. Bengals down to a half a point or a pick.
Yeah, come on.
You're okay?
Yeah, Mitch. They beat them three blowouts now. 24-10 and 41-10 last year. So I think this is a home team you can trust, and the Bengals will win the game.
Another one that's down to a half a point or one, Ravens at the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Harbaugh's been awesome week one. Flacco 0-5 with the Jets so far.
I'm all
horrible over. Defense by the Jets. Injury concerns. Offensive line banged up. Absolutely.
Jaguars plus 8.5. At the Commanders or pass?
Yeah, can't do it. I got nothing for you on this game again.
Okay.
I nothing. They have lost 17 in a row on the road. I will give you that. So hard to trust Jacksonville hard to trust them, period. But let alone on the road where it's been ugly.
We have an incredible nugget coming up in about 10 minutes on the Colts in week one and their history, Frank Reich and beyond.
Yep.
You want to go with them down to one at the Texans?
Yes. And I'll just, guys, I know you're going to get to it, but let me give you this. Sit with Wentz, okay? So you think it's a huge upgrade going to Ryan? We'll see.
No, I think it's an upgrade. I won't use
it. Oh, okay. Not huge, all right. 62-3 last year. Colts outscored the Texans. Body bagged them. So you give Ryan time to throw with this good offensive line and a good running game? Yeah. And I have stuff, too. I'm not high on Houston. It was ugly last year for Houston, especially all the numbers, especially on offense.
I got a good one for later on then when we talk about on something or onto something that you're going to reject like my tumbo. Vikings up past 3, past 7 at home against the Packers, catching 7.5.
Perfect. Absolutely. And doesn't look like Lazard's going to play.
Yep.
And it's been a problem for Rodgers for years. Metrodome and now a U.S. Bank.
Correct.
Struggling against the Vikings.
I've already bet the Vikings on teasers, and I
totally agree.
I said this earlier in the week. I'm not going to be surprised if they go off the favorite here. Chiefs to pick them.
Oh, the Cardinals come on! Pass. Come on! Absolutely, absolutely. I think again. I've been adamant. They bury them. They win by double digits. That was before all the injury news business.
For sure.
I mean, they are all these injuries now coming out of nowhere with Arizona. Who knows how many guys that might miss this game, or at least they're going to be out there compromised and hobbled on offense. Plus, I've said it again. You can rip me. But I can't get the playoff performance out of my head how bad Murray was. So bad.
Here, the official news. Okay. Zach Ertz, calf, in doubt. Rondell Moore, hamstring problem. Don't know if he's going to play.
Right.
Hopkins suspended.
Right. Right.
So they're losing guys by the day of the wait. Seems potentially here in this game.
And they do all the, what's the rapport like in chemistry with Brown? Another thing, this is 6.5 now here at Circa. 6.5.
It's going to touch 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Last one, Cowboys plus 8.5 against the Buccaneers or pass?
Pass.
I think I'm okay with the Cowboys, but I don't like that team this year, so I don't know if I'm going to tease them up or not.
Are you ready for this? Todd Bowles, the chemistry on the offensive line will come over time.
Yeah, that's absolutely worrisome. Yep. Okay, so we have a pro tip every hour available at vsin.com across the network. Here you go. Divisional home dogs, 16-6-1 straight up. 19-4 ATS in week one. Be careful backing the road favorites this week, although they got off to a start last night with the Bills on a positive note. That was the pro tip for this hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day, and they're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Up next, more of the Sunday slate, and I promise that nugget on the Colts. You won't believe what they are. ATS in week one going back to 2008, and they're laying a big number against the Texans. Details on that coming up next.
BetRiver Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRiver Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.